kind of left room for questions and comments. But I do want to read a couple of scriptures to you real fast. I'm not going to really share my screen. I'm just going to read these scriptures that really dropped in my heart. One in particular, it says, "And thinkest thou this?" I'm reading from the book of Romans, and I'm in chapter 2 at verse number 3 and 4. It says, "And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them that do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God?" And in verse 4 it says, "Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance?" The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Powerful scripture. We've been learning so much about his goodness. And I mean so much. We know that the base core of the meaning of it is the affecting of our minds to be agreeable with him, to be in agreement with him, to think as he thinks, that his thoughts become our thoughts, then his ways become our ways. And this has been really a transforming message. Something really awesome has been going on. And I know that there's been a lot. I mean, when I tell you a lot, there's been so much that we have learned and so much that we've discussed. I want to read this next verse to you in verse number 10. It really, really hit me this morning when I was looking over some of my notes and I was looking at the word. This verse stuck out to me tremendously. "But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also the Gentile." We receive, God says to us, we receive glory, honor, and peace for working good. For working good, we receive it. When we work good, the word "worketh" there means to commit to the goodness of God. As we're committing ourselves to his goodness, to his mindset, the return to us is glory, honor, and peace. For every man that worketh, that every man that will commit to having their mind affected in a place of agreement with him. And this is where God is bringing us into glory, into honor, and into peace. That word peace means wholeness. Nothing missing, nothing broken. The shalom. The shalom, the shalva.
That's God.
The fullness of God's welfare is guaranteed to those that worketh, that commit to good, that commit their way unto having and just having his mindset. And then verse 11 says this, to prove that it belongs to you, it says, "For there is no respect of persons with God." There's none. So everyone that will come into this place where God's mindset becomes your mindset, glory, honor, and peace belong to you.
Mm.
And so yes, again, God, we've been in this series, and I'm going to open it up for Q&A, for questions and answers, for any comments that you might have. I want to open up and just really open up to a Sunday morning chat with the family, with the TGM family. And I really want to talk about it because I really, it is my heart, and God knows this is the truth. It is really my heart that none of us miss this, that we all achieve and really attain this for ourselves and for the glory of God's kingdom. Because there's a door open unto us. I mean, a tremendous door. Elder Allison taught on Thursday And the last message we were dealing with was that babes, it is the babes that walk in the power of God's goodness. And that God was taking us back to a state to where basically we become almost mindless, to where we become to where we have no judgment or intellect of our own. And Elder Allison taught on Thursday, and it was so powerful. She revealed that the mystery of the kingdom, this is what she God revealed to her, that the mystery that we that are walking out the mystery, Mark 4, the mystery of the kingdom is to be a babe, is to become really where we are in a deficit of our own intellect, our own judgments, that everything we do by the mind of Christ. That is the mystery of the kingdom of God. It means to shut the mouth, and that and when you're shutting, when the mouth is being shut, the word mystery means to shut the mouth. And if the mouth, if our mouths are being shut, it's because we don't have our own thoughts anymore.
Amen.
We don't have our own judgments concerning things. So the mystery of the kingdom is to have your mouth shut, and the mouth of Christ is now open because of the mind of Christ being on your life and in your life. It runs everything. Jesus actually did this. Jesus, the man, actually walked like this, to
Yes,
where
sir.
he had none of his own mindset. Every thought was the thought of the Father. Every action was the action of the Father. And I don't think he's settling for less on his bride. He's not settling for anything less, that we will be equally yoked, and that equal yoking is us all having the mind of God, the mind of the Father.
Amen.
And that teaching on Thursday was so profound. And it went to the place where it was all about the connection of the axe being laid at the root, us being fully disconnected from this world's way of doing things. And my goodness, how I long for that. I truly do. Because glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good. To every man that worketh good. The Jew first, and also the Gentile, for there is no respect of persons with God. And so I want to open it up for any questions that you might have. And listen, there is no dumb questions. There's no such thing as a dumb question. So I want to open it up to you, and I want to field any questions you might have. The elders are on the line with me, and any comments that you might have that you want to say. But I want to open it up and really have a discussion with you today about this, about the goodness of God. Yeah, that's what's in my heart for today. That's what's really in my heart. Evangelist Darrell had given a scripture the other day that was so powerful. And just to paraphrase the scripture, he said, he sent me a text, and he said, this is what God is doing to us. And the Bible says that Jesus opened their understanding and revealed the scriptures unto them. And he said, this is where God is taking us, to
Amen,
where
Lord.
all of the scriptures are being opened. That is the totality of the goodness of God. That is the place that we're in. That when you read, when you're reading the word, he opens your understanding via his goodness, so that logos can become a rhema in your life, and we can see the manifestation of every word that he's ever spoken. And I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. All right. Now, anyone about any part of this series that we've been in, if do you have any questions? Because I want to open up to you today. Are you there?
Amen.
Amen.
Evangelist Darrell, you on the line today?
I certainly am, Apostle.
Amen. C can you
Yes.
elaborate just for a second on that particular scripture that you sent me?
Yes, I was actually going to send it to everybody so they had it, but it's in Luke chapter 24, verse number 45. And it's, it's something that that the word says Jesus did for those with him, his disciples. It says, "Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. The goodness of the Lord and the axe being laid at the root does this very thing. It causes Jesus to open up our understanding because there's nothing blocking that flow through the love of money. The thing that he does is he opens up our understanding that we might understand the scriptures. He makes a logos, a rhema to us, because now there's access to all of the scriptures where your
Amen.
mind can go to the places
Jesus.
that God says matter to him, and he begins to judge the matter for us by opening up the scriptures. He begins to allow us to believe from a whole nother perspective and understand how God again is judging the matter. So that's what he's doing for us. He's opening our understanding that we might understand the scriptures.
Goodness, my
Amen.
goodness, Jesus. Truly powerful.
Amen.
It says again, I'm going to read the scripture again. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness? The word riches there actually means the abundance or the valuable bestowment. All of the wealth of God is found in his goodness, and it's got to be. It makes total sense. All of the abundance of God is found in his goodness because he's causing our minds to be affected in agreement. All of his wealth, the word riches means wealth. All of his fullness, another definition for riches is fullness. If you're looking for the fullness of God, you're going to find the fullness of God in his goodness. In the scriptures that he's opening up unto us, causing us to understand, opening our understanding, getting God's point of view, his estimate, his opinion. That is where all of the wealth of God is found. As he's affecting our minds to be in agreement with him, we're finding his plenitude is another definition. All of God's plenitude is found in the goodness of God, in the mindset of God. Oh my goodness. That is, listen, to me, that is the true definition of being in the mystery of the kingdom, walking in the absolute mystery of the kingdom of God. It's all about the way that we view things, that we view things and think about things or see things as he sees it. I'm telling you, this is the ultimate place of faith. It is the authentic
Amen.
faith that we need to walk in because
Amen.
you're not struggling in whether or not he will do. You know that he will because you have his mind on it. When God, I believe it was you again, evangelist, that talked about how when God created the heavens and the earth, he had faith in himself because he knew exactly what to do in creation. And that's the mind that God is putting on us.
Amen.
The same
Amen.
mind that he's putting on us. And it's such an intimate place. It's so real. It's so powerful. And yeah, man, there are a bunch of negative things that want to come up against it, that want to thwart our thinking. that want to drag us back into the way of the world's thinking and the way the world sees it. And that's why the message about the axe being laid at the root is so important. So we can be disconnected from all of this trash thinking that we've been raised up in. I'm not going to be one, and I don't think you want to be one that will despise the riches of his goodness. I don't think that's the place we want to be in. But we want to be able to receive it and to accept it and make it our own. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen,
Anybody
God.
else have any questions? Listen, this is an open forum right here just to talk about things that you might be concerned with. You just to get something off your chest, or just to really, really come in and really talk about it, so we can all walk in this together. Because the one thing I want is the agreement in our ministry
Amen.
more than anything.
Apostle, Sister Jen sent a question in the chat.
Okay. Read that question for me. I wasn't on the Zoom page. I was on on the word.
Okay, it says, I'm sorry, unable to use her mic. She's unable to use her mic, but please clarify returning to being babes when Paul instructed on maturity, question mark.
Returning to being babes. Okay. Now, in the kingdom of God has always used like the reverse. It says, let the greatest among you
Come on,
be the
Apostle.
servant. Let the greatest among you be the servant. God always uses that form. To be a babe in the kingdom, in actuality, is the most mature form that there is as a Christian. Becoming a babe to where you are losing your own intellect, where he's hidden these things from the wise and the prudent, but he reveals unto babes. A babe is just one that is willing to lose their own mind and willing to really walk in the mindset of God. And that is maturity. To be perfectly honest with you, that is the greatest level of maturity. That's exactly what a disciple is really, what Christ is raising, as he's raising us as his disciples. We become as our master, just as he is. And the more that you become, and the more that you're able to really ascertain the mind of God, it proves it's the dimension of maturity that he's looking for. But if we hold it onto our own intellects, to be honest with you, as we hold on to our own, we show an immaturity in Christendom. We're not mature at all when we think for ourselves and we do of ourselves. It's the complete opposite in the kingdom of God. So becoming a babe is the place of maturity. It truly is. Any comments on that?
Oh, go ahead.
I have one apostle, just and where it says, he gives it unto babes rather than the wise and the prudent. I always have felt that the wise and the prudent were the ones that were wise in their own eyes. They
Yes.
may have had the knowledge of the word, but not had the maturity of letting God just do it, and not just because of what you think you know, but letting God really give you the pureness of it, the holiness of it,
Absolutely.
and letting him come through you rather than you speaking what's in your mind. That's what I really
Absolutely.
want to say.
That's exactly the truth. That's spot on. It really is. Jesus, as a grown man, we see where he did nothing of himself. He always did what the Father was doing,
Amen.
and he never moved on his own. And that is the mark of absolute maturity in the kingdom of God. Especially when you take on the scripture that says, there's none good but God.
Amen.
When you take that scripture, there's none good but God, There's nothing else but God. There's nothing else that's going to produce this type of benevolence but God. So it behooves us to take on the full mindset of the Father so we can see the benefit of his goodness. And
Amen.
Doing that, it takes a babe. It takes someone that is willing to lose the way that they think or the way that they do things. That is the mark of maturity in the kingdom. Evangelist, you want to say something?
Yes, Apostle, because as I read the question before I even mentioned that Jen had the question, your words were exactly the same words that I believe the Holy Spirit shared with me. And to hear you say them, it's like we know we're two peas in the same pod in the kingdom.
Amen.
I thought about how God subtracts to add, he divides to multiply.
Yeah.
Everything is reverse in the kingdom of God. It
It
doesn't
really
look
is.
Like anything we're used to seeing. You tell us to be babes, to be mature. And it all has to do with the mind and how we see things, how we view things. Is it our own intellect? That scripture that says, what does it say? Where it says we have the mind of Christ. It talks about who knows the Lord that he may instruct him or something like that. But we have the mind of Christ.
Yes.
And that word mind means intellect. We have his intellect. We can't instruct the Lord with our intellect. He instructs us with his. That makes us babes and fully mature. And I think your answer was spot on and very, very well put.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And Jen just replied, understood. Thanks. And I think this is Jay, Zoom user. He says he says a couple things. He says it's like a total reliance on God. And that is exactly what it is.
Yes.
That listen, man, this is that, that Jen, that question was really awesome, to be honest with you, because I can imbibe that. I can really imbibe that. It is a total reliance on God that makes us mature. And that seems so awkward. It seems so awkward, but that's what God wants from us. That's exactly what he wants. I remember the definition of he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And the definition of friend meant that if we're going to be a friend of God, it means to be God's friend that you completely lean on him.
Yes, God.
You completely, to be a friend of God means that you completely put all your weight on him. And that's how God wants to be friends with us. He's the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And in that, he's saying that, listen, if I'm going to be your friend and you want me as a friend, I'm taking all of the weight, all of the problems, all of the stress, all of the cares. That's the kind of friend that I am. I stick closer than a brother. So if you're going to be my friend, you lean on me in every capacity.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
In every capacity. And that's what it means to be a friend of God. That we lean, and that's just his role in the relationship of our friendship with him. His role is to say, he's saying this, I am a friend that wants to take care of you. That's why he gives us the scripture, casting all of our cares upon him, for he cares for us, or he takes care of us. And that's what it means. And that is the mark of maturity, to really have a total reliance on God speaks volumes. It speaks volumes to our maturity, because he is God. And there's none other like him. And he wants to be the Father of all living. And he wants to take care of us. It says here, Jay also says, it takes maturity to yield. That's profound right there, Jay.
Amen. Yes, it is.
That speaks volumes right there by itself. It does take maturity to yield unto God. Oh my goodness, I feel a moment of worship even right there. Just to yield unto him proves our maturity.
Hallelujah.
It proves that we are mature. And then he releases the goodness, all of his goodness. That's why he wants so desperately to affect our minds to be in agreement with him. So we can see, we can experience. Oh, hallelujah. I feel that so strongly. It takes maturity to yield. Take a minute right now while we're on the line in this moment. Take a moment. Just yield. Yield. Lean on him for a moment. Even now, just lean on him. Put man, this woman, I used to preach for this ministry, and she always said it when I was preaching. She said, put all your weight on it, Pastor. And I understand that. Put all your weight on him. Release right now. Because the Lord right there is affecting our minds in agreement right there to lean on him. To become the source of all things, anything and everything that you might need. Just lean on him even right this moment. Because his goodness is on the line. He's touching your mind to realize that God wants me to lean on him. God wants me to rely on him. It proves my sonship when I rely on God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just lean. Just lean for a minute. Just lean. Put all your weight. Let him fix it. Let him do it, because he will. He will.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. This is the goodness of the Lord. This is his goodness. To cause you to see it the way he does. He's all knowing. He's all knowing. Where else can you go? He has the words of eternal life. Where else can you go? So take a moment and lean. Take a moment and rely.
Hallelujah, Lord.
There's a finishing anointing on this line today.
Yes.
There's a finishing anointing on this line, where he will finish things in which he started. Because he's given us access to lean completely on him. The goodness of the Lord is causing us to understand this. Sister Jen chimes in again. She says, I am sorry, another question is paramount effort to put the axe to the root, or to be in the secret place before him in the word. And because the relationship, we honor him out of obedience. I want to understand the order, she says. We honor him because of who he is. We honor him because he's God. It is a place of obedience, but it's more than that. It's more than that. I'd have to say it like this to give you full expression on it, Sister Jen, and anyone else that wants to know. It's really out of love. It's really out of love. It's because he's so good that who else deserves my honor? Who else deserves it? I truly believe that God should be preeminent in all things, in everything. It's really, we honor, yes, we keep the axe at the root, but it's more than that. It's because of the love and because of the connection, because of the joining, because of the relationship. And if I understand and I have a word and I have an understanding on how to stay close to him to where nothing else can hinder my flow with him, I do it because of that. Yeah, obedience. But really, it leaps out of me because of how much I love him, because he's loving me first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch this now. I hope that answers your question, Sister Jen. Another question just came in from Sister Blanche. She said, "Good morning, everyone. My question is, how can I learn to pray and meditate from a place it is finished?" I'm going to revert back to what we're talking about for you, Blanche. Having the mind of God, the goodness of the word goodness also translates to know that you know. When the mind has been affected and he's touched you to be in agreement, like if you just do an exercise right now, the place that you're hearing, what you're hearing right now opens up that place of it is finished.
Amen.
As
Yes,
it
it does.
affects your mind, you are in the dimension of it is finished, because that's all he knows, because to him, it is finished. So as the mind is being touched in agreement, you've already entered into the place of it is finished. You got it right now. Right now, it's on you. As propitiation is all over you. Hallelujah. As propitiation is touching you, you're in the realm of it is finished. There's absolutely no doubt. This is where you could speak unto the mountain. Whatever's reared itself against you, you have power here. I venture and say that, and Curtis has taught this very, very well in on Tuesday night prayer. In his teaching, he taught us on never praying without being under a place of propitiation.
Amen.
You always pray from a place of where the mind has already been touched and you're already in agreement. If you're not there, then don't pray. Pray that you will get there. Pray that the Lord will touch you and then proceed from there. A lot of times we as Christians, we waste a lot of time trying to get in. But when we get into the Rhema word, the current study, we then become propitiated. We're affected in the mind in agreement. Now we
Amen.
have all access.
Yes, amen, amen.
We have perfect access from here. Praise God for that question. I really, really appreciate that. Amen. Amen and amen.
Bless God.
Amen. I just feel his presence on the line this morning. I really do. And I'm so grateful that you're asking some of the things that you're asking, because it's really pertinent for all of us. It's really important for all of us.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God.
Apostle,
Yes, sir.
can I go back to Sister Jen's question for a minute? Is that
Absolutely.
okay? Okay.
Absolutely.
I as you were answering, it was so powerful, your answer to her, Apostle, and it led me to something that happened to me the other day. I was sharing with Apostle and Elder Allison about how there was some money unexpected taken out of my last check, and I was facing a situation where the enemy came in, wanted to come in, and wanted to redirect me from giving everything of my first fruit tithes and substance giving. And here's what I found with that question. To dwell in the secret place, to me, to dwell in the secret place is to be in his goodness, and from that place I honor him, because I entered into the place of what is more important. Again, the few dollars I could have, or seeing God for who he is, as the one who gives wisdom, as my heart was seeing the Lord. Again, the answer of my heart was in honor to him, because I was in a place where I could see the benefit of God himself way above the benefit of holding on to the few dollars. So I was in the secret place. I was dwelling with my mind. It was captivated by the mind of God. I was in his presence. The Bible says in John 4 that God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit. Honor him, honoring him is, yes, it's out of obedience, but even Abraham worshiped out of obedience when he offered up Isaac. He was in the spirit. He could see what God was even capable of doing, even to the point of raising him from the dead, because he saw God.
Bless God.
He raises us out of ways we look at money and things when we are in the secret place. He lets us see how he is our provider, that he is our source. It wipes away, like Apostle said earlier, we no longer think out of our intellect. We're babes in that state. And so there's no difference to me. I'm in the secret place when I'm honoring him.
Hallelujah.
Isatoko.
Hallelujah.
I'm in
Hallelujah.
that place. You're
Hallelujah.
in that place.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
He brought me
Jesus.
back to that place. He let me dwell there with him. And so I was walking with him as I was honoring. I was not only, it was almost like he and I were just walking together, and I could just only say, "Here, Lord, here, so I can hear, here, so I can hear you."
Jesus.
It's just the secret. It's the secret place.
It is
You're
a secret.
there.
It surely is. My
Bless
God.
me.
Jay says to everyone in Mark 4, he says, Mark 4 tells us that unto us it is given to know the mysteries of God. The word mystery denotes the hidden counsels of God. Counsel denotes guidance or direction. He gives direction from his intellect, which knows the end from the beginning. Go ahead, Joshua. His intellect knows the end from the beginning.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. That's where, oh God, I hear you. That's where
Oh,
expected end
hallelujah.
comes from. That's where the expected end comes from.
Yes.
It drops from his intellect. It drops from having our minds affected in agreement.
Oh,
We
hallelujah.
touch the expected end. We're expecting healing. We're expecting deliverance. We are expecting wealth and prosperity. We expect this. And the expected end, that's a really powerful statement, Jay, that it shows us
Hallelujah,
he
Jesus.
knows the end from the beginning.
Hallelujah, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
That's all he wants to do is affect our minds. He wants this transformation for us, for all of us, for there is no respecter of persons. But he wants every one of us to touch the place of glory, honor, and peace for working or committing to his goodness.
Bless you, Jesus.
He wants this for everybody that is under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. Sister Jen chimes in. She says, thanks for the responses because I am unable to speak it. It wasn't clear. I was asking about the order, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's right. And all these things shall be added unto you. Then it says, take therefore no thought. There it is. Get rid of your own intellect. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. So the giving will come out of relationship naturally as we draw closer to him in the
Amen.
word. That's spot on right there.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's spot on.
Hallelujah. Apostle, didn't Elder Allison teach us in her teaching that the word mysteries meant a secret society?
A secret society. Yes.
You enter into his secret place, a secret
There it is. Look at
society.
that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. It means it also means an obscure society,
Obscure society. Yes,
which
sir.
speaks of the depths of how secret it is. It is a secret place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. This is where we find that he is our refuge. He's everything here.
Yes.
He's everything.
Yes.
I mean, everything.
Oh, God.
I don't know about you, but man, I'm grabbing at it right now. I'm grabbing. My soul is stretched out to find him.
Ask.
That's why Paul made mention, but if I could just know him, if I could just know him, he's so awesome. And he is the I am.
Yes, he is.
Having our minds affected, being in agreement with him, it's really everything. It is the mystery of the kingdom. It is. That's why all these years he's told us to stay in the study. He's only wanted to affect our minds to being in
Amen.
agreement so we can
Amen.
experience him.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Apostle,
Anyway,
but
yes.
since even before prayer started this morning, and again now as we've been talking, this scripture just keeps coming to me. Yesterday, even Elder Allison and I were in fellowship, and even then the scripture was just keeps coming to me. And the scripture is Hosea 6 that you gave to us in the study of goodness. Hosea 6, 3 and 4. And it says, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth. And you told us the meaning of forth, utterance. His utterance is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. And four says, O Ephraim, what shall I do unto thee? O Judah, what shall I do unto thee? For your goodness is as a morning cloud, and as an early dew, it goeth away. But we know his word does not, it stands. And I just wanted to share that because that has been just there. It has been so
Hallelujah.
blowing up inside of me to understand what he's doing and causing us to be
Ooh,
babes.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
We are so privileged. It's amazing to me. It's truly amazing to me to be able to say that we will be walking in the fullness of God as
Yeah.
babes, because we only hear and speak just like Jesus did, what he's saying, what he's doing. And it's amazing to me the place that he's taking us. And I just give him glory.
Powerful. When I read Luke's account on what Jesus said about forbid not the infants to come, I've always heard forbid not the children, but I never realized that Luke's account said forbid not the infants. And it made me really understand when I looked up that word, infant, it meant embryo and fetus. So pregnant mothers were coming to Jesus for him to lay his hands. And he references being that way in order to receive and enter into the kingdom. Entering into the kingdom, he's not talking about eternal life. He's talking about the kingdom being your commonwealth, the benefits of the kingdom, That if we can't get our minds affected and be taught from that stage of to going all the way back to the reversal of becoming a fetus again, there's such a powerful correlation of being born again. It really, really speaks to the born again of who we are in terms of being born again. If we're born again, that means we had to go back to a fetus stage.
Yes.
Think about how you received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. He affected your mind to know who he was and who he is. You received that like it was like learning for the first time. It entered your mind like almost like it came in like it started a shift.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, when you received him, he caused you to understand him. This is how the entire kingdom operates, as he opens our understanding. And to be able to do that, you really do have to erase, and you allow him to erase what you thought you knew, and become a fetus again, and be taught over, and then to stay there. I think Elder Allison said that it reminded her of when Elizabeth came and met with Mary, and Mary told her what happened, and John was in her belly, in the belly of Elizabeth. And the Bible says when Mary shared her testimony, the babe leaped.
Yes, yes, yes.
He leaped in her belly. He was hearing that. Oh, glory be to God. In the state of not even being born as of yet, but he was in the state of perhaps a fetus, he leaped because he could hear Mary's salutation.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God.
Yes,
and that's
yes,
how
yes.
God wants us to hear.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Evangelist Benita chimed in. She says, the Lord is our shepherd, and we are his sheep, his babes, who move, breathe, and obey him completely. It's the truth.
Hallelujah.
Boy, I tell you, there is such a surrender on this line right now.
Bless God. Amen, Lord.
There's such a surrender right
Amen.
Now.
Amen. Amen.
Surrender. Father, fill us even here. Fill us even now. Fill us. Let
yes.
this mind be in us.
Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Let it remain in us. Don't let it leave.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Let us
thank
function.
You, Jesus.
Every
yes,
moment
Father.
Of every
praise
day.
God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
From this place. Never looking back. Never going back.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lock the door. Throw away, not even throw away. Destroy the key.
Yes,
destroy
Lord.
The key, Master, that we don't leave this place, this knowledge.
Yes, hallelujah, Jesus.
Lock it, Lord,
now.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Settle it within
yes.
us, Lord. This is how
yes.
we will live as your
hallelujah.
Disciples.
Yes, Lord.
As true Christians. Living and breathing and having our existence in your mind.
Yes, Lord.
Please, Master. Make it easy on us from here on. Make it easy.
Oh, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Jesus, my Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Glory be to God. Are there any other questions or comments?
Truly Apostle, I just have one more.
Yes.
One more. I just listen, Proverbs 3 7 and 8. These are scriptures God has given us. These come from this one, and even the last. This one comes from our peace series. It shows us where God was taking us into babes, to realizing what he's looking for. Proverbs 3, 7 and 8 says, be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. How do you get health to your navel? Through an umbilical cord.
The cord, there it is. Jesus.
Through the umbilical cord is how you get health to your navel.
Thank you, Jesus.
And marrow to your bones.
My God.
It's through the umbilical cord.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Back at it. Look at that there. It was a setup. That is so powerful, Elder. That is so powerful. I'm so glad you referenced that. That is so powerful. Only God could want you connected to the umbilical cord and call you mature at the same time.
At the same time.
And call you full grown. I'm telling you, man, we're under the Benjamin Button experience.
Yes.
We are. We are reversing. And I'm so ready to lose all of my old intellect.
Oh, yes.
Glory be to God. Because that's where all of healing is. Jesus. As a man thinketh,
yes, Lord.
So is he.
That's it.
Is he?
Yes, Jesus.
When you think you're healed,
come
you
on.
Will be. When you think you're delivered, you will be. Evangelist, you said it before, man. He knoweth our frames.
Yes.
He knows our frames, and he knows. He knows all of our imperfections. Therefore, he's giving us a new mindset.
Come on. Come on.
He said it. He said, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. He's changing us from the inside to the outside. He's changing.
Because as he is, so are we.
So are we in this life. World.
Yes, sir.
In this world.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Jesus. My brother Troy used to always say, he said, age is just a state of mind. He said, that's all age is, really, is a state of mind. And that really, really, it hits home. Because it is.
So true. So very, very true.
And our God is always renewing our youth. He's always. Didn't he do it to Abraham?
Yes, he did.
And to Sarah. He said, go ahead and bring me my boy. Wasn't it Abraham that he told? It was time for Sarah to have a child. Wasn't she like 90 and he was like 100?
Yes, sir.
But God affected his mind in agreement. He said, my equipment doesn't work like it used to. And he said, the Bible says he didn't even consider the deadness of Sarah's womb.
He sure didn't.
God affected his mind that none of those things even counted.
Glory to God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless God.
Amen. 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 Let's see. I see a couple more in the chats here. Oh, just an amen. It says here from Erica, even when we get off course. Get up out of here, Erica. Even when we get off course. She said, his rod and staff comfort us.
Amen.
The truth.
Yes, it is.
It's the truth.
Hallelujah.
That is so true. He affects our minds. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
When we get off course, he affects our minds. That's that rod and that's that staff. That's the power of propitiation. There's grace on the line right now. There's grace on the line. All is forgiven. All is forgiven. You're cleansed by the words in which he's spoken to you today. And you are in perfect alignment to holiness and righteousness. It's touched your mind to know that you are. Father, we give you glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. All right, lift your hands one last time, everybody, under the sound of my voice. And Father, we do receive.
Thank you.
We receive you. We're not looking for 30. We're not looking for 60. But Lord, we receive you at 100-fold here. We receive you, Jesus. And we're so grateful.
Oh, yeah. So good.
We're so grateful to you.
Let me say, oh, so good.
Your loving kindness. Your love and your kindness is better. It's better than life. And we give you glory for it right now. All of the fruit of the Spirit is found in your goodness.
Thank you, Lord.
All of the working of the Spirit is locked right here.
Thank you. For the
work. And Holy Spirit, we thank you for the work in which you've already worked on this line today.
Thank you, Lord God.
There's a work that's been done on this line today. And Holy Spirit, we recognize it started with you touching our minds.
Thank you.
And there's been a work done. Hallelujah, there's been a work.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And we give you glory for the work in which you've done. Changing our thinking has changed us. There are miracles on the line right now that have been released,
yes.
Lord. And we give you glory.
Thank you,
there
Lord.
Are bona fide miracles that have taken place. And we give you glory for them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give you glory, Master. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I believe that the goodness of the Lord will be here.
Oh, hallelujah, Lord.
In the land of the living. There won't be any fainting here, Master.
Thank you.
Glory to your name.
There won't be any fainting from any of us. For everyone that's facing anything, they believe that the goodness of the Lord will be seen here in the land of the living. Prophetess used to always say, just one word. That's all we need.
All we need.
Just one word, Master.
Just one.
Just one word. Oh, Jesus. Thank you so much.
Who settled that on my fascinating.
Thank you so much, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, Jesus. Amen.
Glory to your name.
Amen, Master. So faithful. So faithful.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We're going to honor God in the spirit of worship. Just in the spirit of worship. Just honor him. Just honor. If you're a tither, honor the Lord. If you're a first fruit giver, honor the Lord. He multiplies seed to the sower. If you're a sower, just honor him. All grace is able to abound toward you. All grace. You're under grace right now. We all are under his grace right now.
Thank you.
And as we honor, yes, we do it with a violent intention that the axe is laid at the root. And that there's a further disconnect from us and this world system. And we honor the Lord, the King of Kings. We honor him. He's so worthy. We honor him because of his goodness. You said it, Evangelist. It seems like it's a subtraction. But in actuality, when we honor, it's a multiplication. Only God can subtract and cause it to multiply.
Yes, God. It's so true.
Amen.
That's exactly what he's doing with us.
Hallelujah.
I pray that the prosperity of God be over you, even as your soul has prospered today. And I pray that as you honor God, that your seed will multiply. Your financial seed will increase. It seems like a subtraction, but it's not. It's God getting ready to multiply.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Because he gives seed to the sower. He gives seed to the sower.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
If you're going to do it via Cash App, you know, it's $ True Gospel Mins, M-I-N-S. If you're going to Zelle your seed or your gift, you do it through truegospelmins@aol.com. But just honor him with something.
Yes.
Jesus, we bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
There was one thing that came on me, Apostle, when you first started to tell us that we were going to do this today. And I didn't even know where the scripture was found. But I was thinking about the scripture that says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. Do you know where that scripture is found?
Where's that scripture?
It's found after 1 Timothy 6:10. It says in 1 Timothy 6:10, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some have coveted after erred from the faith.
Yeah.
It goes on to say, but fight the good fight of faith in verse 12 after that.
Wow.
Powerful.
It says it after that. It says it actually like this. It says, I'm just going to read really fast. I'll read 10, 11, and 12. It says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith." And I think about many mighty men and women of God who erred from the faith because of the love of money and pierced them through with many sorrows. "But thou, O man of God, flee
These
these things
things.
and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith, laid hold on eternal life." He's telling us the remedy.
Glory.
You want eternal life is to know the Father and His Son Jesus. To know them is to hear them. To hear them, the only way we know we can hear them is by the axe being laid at this root, the love of money.
Praise be to God.
It says, "Whereunto thou art also called." You are called there, people of God. We are called there. God is calling us there.
Amen.
He's calling us there, each by our names, and inviting us into the secret and obscure society.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And has professed a good profession before many witnesses. That's our call. We've been blessed. We have been blessed. We have been blessed to become
Hallelujah.
babes.
Amen. Amen.
Fight the good
Amen.
fight. And what he really showed me, Apostle, and everyone, was the fight is, like Apostle said a few weeks ago, the battlefield is in the mind. So that thought that you have about what you can do with your money, I'm not this, it's never, it's this is never an invitation for, like Apostle says, to build the TGM. This is an invitation into that obscure society. This is an invitation into hearing the voice of the master more clearly, getting more instruction, and having a better way of life and living, knowing that we go from glory to glory. God wants to give us his opinion and his estimations here, and
Truth.
then take us into all of them when we're there with him. There won't be anything to hinder us from hearing when we're with them. So we're going to go from this place where we can receive the glory of God to a place where we'll never be obstructed in
Amen.
heaven with Him. We're
Amen.
called there now. Fight the good fight, people of God. Fight it. Glory to His name.
Jesus, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. So honor the Lord with your substance, with the first fruit of all of your increase. Honor God. Just that's all there is to it. Just honor, love on Him, appreciate Him, thank Him. And all of those benefits that flow from honoring are just wow. Amazing.
Yes,
The
it is.
disconnect and the connection that we make is phenomenal. It's spiritual, everyone. It really is spiritual. It's spiritually discerned. It really, really is. But God bless you guys. I turn it over to our announcement.